Captains Courageous by Rudyard Kipling. Copyright Burlington Books, 2010. Chapter 1. A Very Arrogant Young Man. It was a very foggy evening at sea. The heavy passenger ship rocked in the North Atlantic Ocean, sounding its horn to warn all the fishing boats in the area. A few passengers were sitting in the lounge, chatting or playing cards. "That young Harvey Cheney is a very arrogant young man," said a man with a moustache. "He always interrupts, and he's very obstinate, just because his father is rich." A white-haired German took a sandwich from a side table nearby and ate it hungrily. "I know that sort of boy," he said. "They're very irritating."
"Oh, stop complaining," said a lady from New York. "I feel sorry for him. He's only 15 and he spends too much time with his mother and the servants. His father is always away on business and hasn't got any time for his son. I was talking to his mother this morning. She's a lovely lady, but she can't control him. Now she's accompanying him to Europe. They are having a holiday together." "His father owns railways, I think," said the German.
"Yes, and other businesses too," the man with the moustache answered. "He's developing the railways from the East Coast to the West Coast of the United States. He's incredibly rich. I suppose he's too busy to take care of the boy, or he hasn't got the patience. It's sad, really. He's a good boy, underneath it all." The lounge door opened, and a teenage boy came into the room. It was clear he was trying to act older than his age. He wore expensive clothes, a dark jacket, dark trousers, and bicycle shoes. He whistled between his teeth and looked around.
"Close the door, Harvey," said the man with the moustache, "or go somewhere else. There's nothing for you to do here."
"You're not very friendly this evening," Harvey answered, looking offended. He picked up some dice from a small table and threw them from one hand to another.
"I'm bored," he declared.
"Gentlemen, why don't we play a game of cards?" He took some banknotes from his pocket and started to count them.
"You're too young to play cards for money," the German said severely, "and we're having a conversation for adults only." Harvey felt offended again. At that moment, the chief engineer entered the lounge.
"Where are we now, Mr. MacDonald?" asked the New Yorker.
"We'll be on the Grand Banks tonight," answered the chief engineer. "That's a fishing area, and lots of fishing boats are going there too. We've nearly hit three of them since lunchtime. We must be careful. It's dangerous round here." Harvey was starting to feel a bit seasick.
"I think I'll take a walk on the deck," he said. "I know when I'm not welcome."
Harvey left the lounge and walked quickly over the wet deck. He wanted to get to the nearest railing. The ship was rolling on the waves, and his stomach was rolling around too. Then he saw a sailor nearby.
"He mustn't see me being sick," Harvey said to himself. He was a proud boy, and he didn't like it when people laughed at him.
He walked quickly to the back of the ship. The deck was empty there, and he went to the railing. He felt terrible now. His head was going round and round,
His stomach was going up and down, and his legs felt weak. "I'm going to be sick," he thought, and he leaned over the railing. Just then, the ship rolled again, up, up, and then down, between two huge waves. Harvey's head suddenly felt very strange. He lost his balance and fell into the water. The great sea closed over him, and he fainted.